You know who it is. HelloFresh. Fresh, pre-measured ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Go to HelloFresh.com/Full14 and use code Full14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping.
Don't try to run.
What's up, Fool Podcast? What's up, Fool Podcast? The best podcast around, the original What's Up, Fool Podcast. We say What's Up, Fool with F-O-O-L. Even I forget sometimes. We got Martin Rizzo right here with a peach color shirt, skin color.
Salmon.
The only color nobody ever used in the Crayola box.
To me, mine would be like
and Rodrigo sure. Chilling over here, Omerta. Lisa here with the curls, yeah, looking hot as ever. Yeah, what? And I'm just saying because
George
she's my wife.
George Lopez, grapefruit, West Coast style IPA.
This is a grapefruit, the sour ale, hibiscus. TV shit sour.
I'm made from the sweat of George ale. Lopez eyebrows.
They're not our sponsor, unofficial sponsor, because we keep stealing their beer.
We people always just drink their beer.
They leave it here for promotion,
I know that
right?
The brewery gives him extra, but
we try to find it at Ralph's. They didn't have it.
I think they have it at Food for Less. I was looking on their website.
Foods for Less.
Foods for Less.
What's up, man? And thank you, everybody, who came out to the Spotlight 29 Casino in Coachella. Sold out show. Ba-dum-ba-dum.
It was fun, dude.
It was a hot show.
It was fast, huh? In and out, gone.
It was in and out.
Yeah,
I drove, man. I drove from the house to Rodrigo's house. I picked Vinny, hopped in Vinny's car, and then we drove to the show.
It was like 2 hours to Rodrigo's house, huh? And then like an hour and a half or 2 hours to the casino.
I forget how far. Like it doesn't because I was like, okay, you know, Palm Springs were like that. It's not that far, but it takes a while, man. You're in the desert,
halfway to Arizona, dude.
Man, it's farther driving by yourself.
Yeah, when you're by yourself, you're just like, fuck. Seeing tumbleweeds. I saw Roadrunners, dude.
You saw a Roadrunner on the way to
I saw a Roadrunner in Palm Springs, yeah.
Yeah.
It was crazy, dude. What was
you that? Did? I've never seen one.
Beep, beep.
Yeah, dude.
They don't look like
they're small. They look like little brown chickens.
Yeah, exactly.
They eat bird seed out of an Acme box.
Yeah.
They don't look like the woodpecker on the cartoon.
But are there...
The woodpecker, the Roadrunner.
are there coyotes like in the desert, though?
Yeah, bro.
Are there? I don't know about that. They're in the mountains.
Well, speaking of coyotes... yesterday, I was walking my dogs in the morning. Then my dog made a U-turn at somebody's house.
A hard U-turn.
Like, he just had to go turn around. Like, he was forced to go look at that, right? And I said, wow, man, that's a big-ass earthworm. And Lisa, since she took biology and she dissected cats, she said, no, that's a cat intestine, bro. Then I kept walking, and I saw what was left over, bro, just two little paws. Bro, that cat was ripped apart.
By coyotes, like,
bro, it was like, it was just all the long intestine, the cat's spleen, whatever. A long little one, dude, long.
I think
like,
his brain was
it's
there,
like,
too.
It's like his brain and his two unraveled. Little feet. It's like
two little boots, like the Wicked Witch of the West.
Whoever killed it knew what to take.
Or the East.
They got caught at the end and took off.
Fuck. Boy, but you should have seen,
nature
bro.
Right there,
I was
dude.
Left with them little Uggs.
Oh, poor babe.
Because that's right there. By, it's in the valley.
Yeah,
Lisa,
there's lots
Lisa
of coyotes
she heard
out
the fight.
There. Yeah, I took Henry out because we have to go to the bathroom in the front yard.
It was
at
nighttime?
When the struggle.
Yeah, because we had the backyard being worked on, so it's all dug up right now, and we can't walk back there. So we have to walk out to the front yard in the middle of the night. So I have to put him on a leash and get it's a whole business. So I'm standing out there and Henry's like looking around like, what is
smelling,
that? And there's
huh?
there's a cat fight. I just heard a cat fight. I didn't hear any sort of like beast tearing it apart. It just sounded like a regular cat fighting another cat. But no, this was something that
fighting
ate it.
To survive.
It like disintegrated except for those little feet.
That's a coyote.
They were hungry,
huh?
Bro.
Fuck.
To the coyote?
I think it was a coyote, right? Yeah.
The coyotes steal little animals and stuff.
Dogs just kill them.
Huh?
Dogs just kill them. They don't usually eat them.
Yeah. You mean the cat? Yeah, it's usually
or rip
like
them apart,
fight.
But they'll leave it there.
Yeah, they won't eat it.
Crazy, bro.
Yeah, I see a bunch of coyotes. When I used to live in Alhambra, they're always like on the streets, man.
That's right near the mountains.
Yeah,
right
there. By Pasadena, so they're all up there. And then East LA has like the hills too.
I've seen them too in Tijuana and San Isidro and over there by the Greyhound station, bro. I
seen them in the Hollywood Hills when he used to do pest control, show up in the morning.
Yeah, they come down. They'll be all creeping. They came down to Griffith Park a few times when Isaac was a baby. Or Isaac was a little kid, and the parents would get all scared, you know, and like run to their car with their kid.
I was driving with Ivan one time on Silver Lake by the reservoir, and we saw these two coyotes, and then the food truck rolled them over, bro.
Really?
Hey, what are you doing, bro? You gotta let them know who's in charge, bro. They start hanging on your porch.
They got that close, huh?
Yeah, bro. They're gonna go to your apartment building. They wait for you.
One's dating my mom, though. Yeah,
bro. Start eating coffee cakes.
They look like tall dog. Like
they look scrawny to me.
They
dude.
Look scrawny. But they're mostly hungry when we see them.
Mad Max
by the time
style.
They come down there, yeah, down from the
when world. You see them, they're starving, bro.
Yeah,
they've never seen a full one all buff and, you know, with supplements and shit.
Supplements?
I don't think there are any of those.
I'll cut big-ass veins, dude.
This homegirl I had that she used to come to the Sensor Room shows, her dog was mixed with a coyote and a dog. Hmm. Yeah, it was cute.
I know that girl, bro. She used to show up in a broom.
To clean up or what?
Fergie's mom?
Because ain't all dogs descended from wolves?
Yeah. Wolves, coyotes.
Carlos Ayala wants a shout out. He's now in San Diego. He's from North Carolina.
Watch out now.
Oh, shit.
There you go. Felipe, you want to give him a shout out?
What's up, fool? Ayala, Carlos Ayala. Shout out to that girl, man, that's coming to the Detroit show. She was asking me if the show is all ages because she wants to bring her 13-year-old. And let me tell you right now, man, when somebody asking me that, it's because they can't find a babysitter for that 13-year-old. That's her last question. Her first question to somebody was, what's the oldest you can leave your son alone?
That was her question to Google. When do you get 13, the cops
right?
called up?
We got a call one time right now by a girl that she wanted to celebrate her comedy birthday. And
a comedy birthday. She wasn't a comedian. It's just a regular birthday.
But she wanted to go to a comedy show.
But she was 38, 40.
Where do those happen at?
She could not face it that she had to stay home and there wasn't anybody to watch her kid because her kid was like 13. And she's like, you have to be 15 to stay home alone in California. And I was
enough about Sabrina Tiai. No, I'm just kidding.
That's Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Crazy, man.
But Michigan's probably like 12, huh?
She couldn't handle that she couldn't celebrate a birthday on her birthday. Like, just wait till Saturday.
Yeah, that's when you're going to celebrate anyways. Any birthdays days, that like, are in the middle of the week, it's not fun.
Oh, that's lame.
Tuesday, dog, we're going to get smashed.
Or when Halloween's on a Tuesday.
Her birthday was going to be lame
I can't
anyway.
Believe, man, like, people don't leave their 40. Kids alone more often than before. Like,
dude.
When I was a little kid, bro, I was left alone with a television with that no VCR. There was no cable. No social media, bro. There was nothing, bro. And I was left alone with 5 kids, dog. Imagine being left now, bro, with 5 kids with social media.
It's easy.
I'd be begging to stay home, bro.
Yeah, dude.
I remember my mom would leave, bro, and she'd be gone for hours, dog.
That's when kids get in trouble, though.
For real, bro.
That's when you do stuff you shouldn't be doing.
I'm practicing my figure 4 leg lock with my little brother.
Every day.
Practicing the sleeper holds.
Yeah, dude, I used to do that too, like just wrestle.
Bro, we used to play this game. It was kind of dumb, but we used to play in summer camp. But I tried my little brothers, and we're like, you tell them to hold their breath for 10 seconds, and we keep pumping them up, like pushing them
against against the wall. Yeah,
what was that called?
7 minutes in heaven? No way, that's a kissing one.
You push
7 minutes in heaven.
You're supposed to push it to pass out, but nobody really passed out. They always faked it, huh?
Oh, well, like diabetic or something.
You got lightheaded, right? Yeah. Or I remember that.
And then it worked on me, man. I always farted or game over.
If you ate breakfast, pass. It doesn't work.
So it's 15 to be home alone? Because I'm in
California, yeah.
I used to be left alone like at 12, man.
I don't know when it became 15.
9 here, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, I was about 8 watching both my brothers when my mom would go out.
That's crazy.
That's
dude.
Crazy. I would never let Isaac alone, even at 13. Especially with 2 little kids to watch. That's insane.
You might ever left you alone?
Hell yeah, a lot. That was quick, though. I'm going to go to the store. I'll be back.
Yeah, an hour or less?
Nah, about like, you know, an hour, 15 minutes, hour and a half.
That's fine. If
that's fine,
like,
man. That's like taking a shit and coming back.
She closed the door and just starts scrapping.
Not me. I was 12. I'd get home. There's nobody home and just.
You were a latchkey kid?
Yeah.
When I was living, when I was a dumbass teenager, or well, not teenager, but young adult, 20, I was alone with my two kids. And I wanted to get fucked up, bro, like really fucked up, right? And I was pissed off because the mom went, she went out with her cousin, I guess. They would go out every Friday, bro.
Damn.
And I would be like alone, home alone Fridays. And like they go out dancing. Wah. And I'd be like, wah, right? So, bro, what I said, you know what, eh? I was like, how can I get fucked up today and be close to the house? So I made friends with a dude next door. And he wanted to get fucked up too. So I said, all right, man. I'm going to make sure my kids fall asleep, right? So I go over there and they pass out. They were Tuesday and Philip Anthony. They were little, man, like four.
They were two.
They were little, right?
They were little.
So we're drinking in a porch, dog.
So you're like right there, man.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right there. But I'm getting, and then we're getting loaded. But then I go next door and the guy invites me to his house, but then I want to go in there, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, like an hour passed, 2 hours. I don't know, but the mom has shown up on the club.
Like your baby mama.
My baby mama. And she thought like, she was trying to, she didn't know, she thought like, she thought I ran away with them, blah, blah, blah. She couldn't find me. Where's Felipe at? They were trying to break into the house.
That was before cell phones too, huh?
They were trying to break in. They were knocking. Then somebody told me, I don't even know how they got in, right? But. I remember they were yelling at me, what the fuck? Why you leave him alone? And I was like, fuck you, bitch. You left me alone. You know, then this whole big thing.
Wait, you got mad at her because she left you alone when she was complaining you left them alone. But you're an adult.
Home alone.
The average I was 20.
20 is an young, adult. Man. 20 is a kid still.
Yeah,
man.
But if you have two kids, you better man up.
I know a lot of 20, 30-year-olds that are still kids.
I know. With kids.
They borrowed 20 bucks.
But see, that was shit that's so
I was like 20, bro. But I was raised like that. You know, they're asleep, you know.
Yeah.
Like, they're asleep. Let's go out. Like, when my mom, when we were kids, we would go to my aunt's house, and they would go out dancing, bro. Like, fucking conjuntos, bro.
La Zona Rosa?
I don't know. Some club in Ventura or Santa Paula.
Damn.
We would go to Santa Paula and hang out with my Uncle Rudy and my tia Tonya. And my Uncle Rudy, he was more Chicano than Mexican, you know.
Totally.
So that's where the construction company, that's where, man.
That's money right
we
there,
we used to look up to that dude, because that's where, like, we were like, fuck, this fool has golf trophies.
What's Lee Trevino,
eh?
For real, dog. That's where the mustache and shit. He looked like fucking Lee. He looked like fucking, that dude from The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, he looked like the bad, bro. Angel Eye.
That actor?
Who, Eli Wallach?
No, Lee Van Slick or whatever his name is.
Lee Van Cleef.
He looked like Lee Van Cleef, bro. But that Mexican dude. And that fool, man, man, he was a dapper don, bro. They would show, my mom and dad would show up. They go, he'll go like this. Chuy, vamos al baile? Oh, no. And then, you know, that fool said, oh, no, bro. It's going to be, oh, yeah. So next to you, no, dog. They're making us buying all kinds of food, like KFC.
Get you guys
punch,
sleep.
Punch, dog.
They sneak out.
Punch. They're making us, my brother Fernando, that fool, he was notorious for wetting beds, so that fool couldn't sleep on no beds. When we had a town, bro, it was embarrassing, dog. My mom would have to go to the truck and bring out this fucking big old plastic six
a tarp,
twin size plastic. And then she'll lay it out on the carpet, and then they'll put a blanket over it, bro. That motherfucker was still pee, dog.
Get slip and slidey.
So, did you guys have cousins too that okay, were.
Charcos, eh?
Charcos. Did you guys have cousins too through that, uncle?
Yeah, bro. Nancy and Wendy. She always goes to my show in Ontario.
Yeah. No, Oxnard.
Oxnard. So, yeah. Bro, and.
They had money, huh?
Fuck yeah.
No, they didn't have money. They were middle class. They were like lower middle class, probably middle class, right?
They live across the street in elementary school. And they owned their house. They had a garage. They had a fucking dog named Gino. And there was a orange trees in the back.
But when you're broke,
that carpet dog.
Middle class looks fucking rich. Like, I thought everybody who was middle class was rich.
I remember going to my aunt.
They had a bike lane in the neighborhood.
Whoa.
We have no bike lanes in Boyle Heights.
ahead of its time.
And I don't know, man, but they had like an extra bicycle for you to ride dog. Didn't you have one?
People that always have shit have extras, dude.
Yeah, man. And so they would like whatever they would make kind of go eat.
They're tired of playing with them.
Eat whatever, dog. My bike, bro. And they would leave her on. I don't know what they're just I don't remember thing but bye.
I think they just snuck out probably. Filled you up with fattened you up with KFC. Here's some punch, watch some TV, and just moonwalk out of there.
Yeah, but they were starting by watching television, dog, late.
Did they have cable, man?
I don't know. No, back then they didn't have cable.
Satellite.
It was a thing called On TV or Select TV.
On TV.
It was like a movie channel that it would just play movies all day, and they had a program, so we saw like Jaws and Porky's, a bunch of fucking funny shit, comedy specials.
Dude, my aunt, she had money, dude. And I remember she lived on Puente, right? And that was a house that you'd go. They had snacks. They had fucking a Costco membership.
For real, dog. This house
Price Club
snacks.
Membership.
They had one cabinet with all chips.
Yes, pantries, homie.
Bro, I didn't even know what pantry was.
And they had cable, and they had all the new Disney movies.
Well, they had all the colored Converse.
Oh my god!
Like I wanted to make my foot small just to steal a pair.
I never wanted to
tip over,
dude.
Huh?
Nice.
That was a play because my aunt she owned a panaderia and they made back then
lucky,
like
dog.
Like in 1992,
making bread.
She was making $1,000 a week, which is good back then. You know,
it's good now.
So good
that's
now,
what
yeah.
I'm saying. Shit.
What's wrong with $1,000 a week?
And then that's one rack, homie.
They had money, dude. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, dude, I don't know what he did the construction, bro, and they had trophies for golf and tennis.
Wow, dude, living the life, huh?
Then my dad said that he got offered a job to go build houses in Vietnam, so he went over there, I think.
Damn. Your uncle?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Some kind of contract. You know, you couldn't say no, so we went over there.
I didn't know Americans were going over there to build houses.
When I fucking bit that dude's ear off, I thought I was going to go to their house and be like Will Smith, bro. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Bro, you mistaken, bro. I swear to God, dog. I was
Fresh Vampire Bel-Air,
dog. When they were going to kill me in the neighborhood for biting that guy's ear off, I thought that I was going to end up going to go live at my Uncle Rudy's house and be living it up, bro, and... Not, you know, having a better life, dog.
You're going to private
school. I thought my dad was going to say, well, they had a treat aquí. He must have asked them that. He probably said no. I don't know. Because I remember I went over there right before shit went down. And then I remember when I came out of rehab, I went to their house because, you know, bro, I was out of rehab, so I was going with everywhere they went. Uh-huh. My family, like I haven't been everywhere they went since I was 14, dog. And I said, all right, let's go. Hey, so I went over there, and fuck, the house was still badass. Gina was dead, but the trees were still there. She had a son. My cousin had a son, so she was collecting baseball cards for him, and she had like fuck, bro, like 5 albums, bro, from. Of fucking 92 to 94.
On mint condition.
Mint condition, Upper Deck, worth shit now.
Yeah, nothing, right?
Overprinted that shit.
Yeah, for her son, Jonathan. But when I got there, after I got in trouble in the hood, before I went to rehab, I thought I was going to stay there, bro, and be like, you know, they're going to let me live there. They're going to teach me construction. I'm going to take over the business. I was a son that they never had.
They're going to give me the house.
That shit gets real.
Nothing, dog. So when I came out of rehab, we went to their house. And I remember they had a barbecue. And my Uncle Rudy wasn't there no more. I think they got a divorce or something. It was just my aunt. And I saw my cousin was there. And she took me to go see music videos. And I saw Nirvana.
Oh shit!
That song when he has Chaka,
Lithium.
Lithium, yeah. And I saw Home Alone 3 times in a row.
Man, I can watch that movie all the time, dude.
That was what 92 cool. When you came out of rehab.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, everything from 92 is like it has a very strong memory for you.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah!
I really thought, bro. I thought they were rich.
I mean, like Lisa said, you know, like from like you know lower class to middle class. That's like.
If you can see it, you know what I mean? Then you can, you know, go to like upper middle class, go, damn.
They must be middle class, and we were like way lower class.
Because I'm right, dude.
Because they never came to our house. They never spent a night at our house, bro. I don't think they ever, like, spent more than an hour in our house.
They're like, oh, we gotta go.
See, like,
there's no room.
Bro, they had their 1 foot out the door, like,
Do I remember going to Costco? Well, back then it was Price Club, and just tripping. Now it's like, dude, this is the warehouse. Like, you're in the warehouse, you get the food, you know, the source.
It's just cool how you can shop too, dude, with the, you know, it's a membership and shit. That you don't have at stores.
We went to 31 Flavors, you know, Baskin Robbins.
Baskin Robbins, yeah.
With my aunt, it was just me and my two cousins, and my family wasn't there. Bro, they asked me, my aunt said, just Chuito, get whatever you want in Spanish. And I'm like, bro, let me tell you, man. That was the first time somebody asked me to get whatever I want.
You got a cone with 31 scoops on it.
No, but I couldn't decide. You know? I couldn't decide. Get whatever you want. So I didn't know what to get, you know. So I went to see what they got, bro. And I got what they got.
Do you see if it's okay? Can bro, I get it?
You want to overreach, huh?
It was that little cup with four scoops.
Fuck that cup, man. I hate a cup of coke.
It was a little cup, bro, with fucking four scoops of ice cream.
Damn.
Get the pineapple, chocolate fudge, and caramel.
No peanuts?
Yeah, peanut right on top, dog. And no cherry.
Damn, that's a mean sundae right there.
My cousin got me. She said, let me have it. I said, all right.
Mad Domingo.
Fucking bitch, hey. The little one. She said, let me have it.
I don't know if it was you guys, but every time I go to the rich family, but like the people that had the family that had money, and then your mom would be like, don't be asking for shit. And then when they were asking for stuff, my mom like would pinch
your ass
on the bottom. Do you guys want acting off? Right there, no, I don't want anything.
My dad would just get up by the throat and say, when you get there, you're not hungry.
Yeah, exactly.
Before, my dad would lie when we get in there, man. Donde vienen, pues, ya, de comer, like, shoot that line that we already ate somewhere. The conversation was that. And we're going at this.
So you guys don't want McDonald's? Oh.
Just hear a stomach rumble.
Oh, man.
Oh, how about when you go to someone's house and you get in there when they're about to eat and it's uncomfortable, huh?
Yeah.
Because you're hungry too, dog.
You're just looking.
you're like, they're eating cereal and shit.
And you don't know what your mom's relationship is like with these people, with the adults, because like maybe they like have always want to show off, or you know, the other couple or the other family, and then your mom knows that, and that's why she wants to like, you're not hungry, she wants to let you know, don't ask for food, don't ask for anything, like, so maybe there's this other relationship that you don't even know about, you know.
I just know that my mom would talk shit about other people, so yeah. I always thought they were talking shit about us too.
You want to look needy.
Yeah, I guess needy. Yeah, yeah.
Siempre llegan con hambre.
Yeah. Just be the itches.
That's so.
There's some people they'll tell you boldly, go, I used to like, you know, ride bikes with some kids. Go, all right, you guys can wait outside. Matthew's going to eat.
Fuck.
We're going to go to fucking 7-Eleven, bitch. Fuck your mom.
My friend's mom, she spoke mostly English, and but she was Mexican. She would say shit like, Felipe, I think I hear your mom calling. I want to tell you
another
good ass ears, bitch.
You a wolf.
But you didn't hear that, but you didn't hear your son crying earlier. All right.
How was your mom? My mom would feed everybody, dude.
My mom too, bro. Like even
she
like
didn't give a
we
fuck.
Didn't have any food to
she'd
feed warm anybody.
She'd make shit come alive, dog.
Only one time she was making this. There were these five paisas, border brothers. They were outside, bro. They were asking, ¿no tienes un taco? Begging for a taco.
Yeah, but those are desconocidos, dog. Those are strangers.
We don't know these food, dog.
That's different.
And then my mom just made them food, dog.
That's cool then, dog.
Yeah, it's cool.
And they left.
Buena suerte.
They left. And I never saw them again. But I was mad dogging the whole time. I wanted a taco too, bitch.
Yeah, our house was the house that nobody went to either. Like, nobody spent the night.
Yeah, there are those houses, huh? You never go into, huh?
My friend.
You guys drove around throwing food at cats, right?
My mom fed dogs in the middle of the night. She would make me take food, and we would throw food to the stray dogs. There were a ton of stray dogs in East Dayton, though. It was bad.
What kind of food do you have to throw? Vegan food?
Well, no, not vegan food at all. The grossest thing was she'd buy a pack of bologna, and we're throwing out pieces of bologna to these stray dogs. I'm in my pajamas. This is like bologna. 11 o'clock at night.
I love it, dude. I don't know what people talk shit.
Gross. It's so slimy.
I didn't like bologna, man, because
And I had to pull it out, and this is the kind back then. I had like a red strip on the outside.
That bologna's too thick, though.
And then we had to throw it out to the dog. Sometimes we would throw those little Gaines burgers. You know those Gaines burgers?
Yes.
Little treats. I'd break those in half and throw them out to the dog. She fed those dogs more than we got fed.
The bologna's basically a slice of a big ass hot dog, right?
Were the dogs always waiting for that bologna, or just any dogs?
No, just any dogs. It was all strays. Anybody who's out on the sidewalk.
It's been a long time since. In Frogtown, there was stray dogs. Huh? I don't remember, but there was gangs of dogs. Huh?
There's a couple living there. I don't know about a whole game, but there's always one or two strolling around. Always digging through trash.
I remember I would come home from wherever I came home when I was living on Denby and Blake, or there in Frogtown, Elysian Valley, and I'd be in my car just chilling, like thinking about life, feeling like a loser, and I would see like. Three dogs trying to attack one dog.
Wow.
Well, just to have sex.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just following her, bro, like all horny dogs.
Like the pack of dogs, right? Like when they form like the little pack? Yeah, pack.
the pack. So what do these dogs do? They just have these babies or what?
No, yeah, that's they're it. Not thinking Life about continues. That. Yeah, they're not thinking.
Oh, man, I got to get a job. Insurance. Maybe have a car.
Like, I hope I find some trash tonight to eat.
Hope some lady throws some bologna.
The dogs are walking around all hungry all day, huh?
Yeah, yeah, just scavenging, yeah, dogs. Just whatever falls, you know?
Hungry and horny, dude.
Fuck up a cat.
Yeah.
All mad, all hungry, you know what I mean?
Get all mad, leave the intestine behind.
Well, did you see that?
Did you guys see that video of that?
It was like American dogs. They don't be like, you know.
It was on Instagram. This dog hopped the fence to grab a chicken, and then he hopped over it with the chicken in his mouth.
It was a regular dog?
Yeah, it was a regular dog. Like
some of them, I think, like can you know do that dog shit. I think in other ones, you know, a Pomeranian ain't gonna do that shit.
A lot of dogs can jump like over 6 feet.
And have
but
that instinct to
coyotes can do it, and like you're supposed to get like they have these roller things that you can put on the top of the fences. So if they try to grab on, they can't grab onto the fence because it rolls them off. Like that's
a wheel kind of.
Yeah. Reverse. So it's like they just like the rolling log, you know, that those guys do in that.
And they just can't get over. But
yeah, they're just like
coyotes are also more trickier than dogs, though. More stealth, right? More coordinated. And
yeah. I just think just more coordinated. Like you say, they're used to doing that stuff.
Or they see a weak dog and they make them a friend and then they attack them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. They, what's it called?
They're smart, dude. I mean, dude, they're out there. Lure. Exactly.
Lure like other bait animals. Them. Yeah. Yeah.
What's up, boo? Upcoming show, September 16th, Tower Theater, sold out, Fresno, California. There are no tickets available, man, unless you get lucky and be a standby. But I
think there's like five, and they're scattered single seats.
Five scattered tickets.
Yeah.
Also upcoming shows, September 17th, Visalia, California, Fox Theater, sold out. September 25th, Bakersfield, Fox Theater, less than 20 tickets left. Portland, Oregon. September 30th through October 3rd at Helium Comedy Club. That's going to be fun. Also, coming in October, I'm coming to McAllen, Texas, Austin, Texas, Detroit, Michigan, Midland, Texas, Modesto, California, Monterey, California, Napa, California. Also, man, you guys been asking, so I'm going to tell you. You've been asking, well, Felipe, man, when are you going to come back to Chicago? When are you going to back to Illinois? Well, I don't know when I'm going to be back to Chicago proper, but I will be coming to Joliet, Illinois. So start saving up your gas money, and tickets will be on sale for that probably, I'm guessing, November or December.
I'm hoping before Christmas. The show is supposed to be in February.
Yeah, February, Joliet, Illinois. So.
But basically, the reason it's taking longer in some of these cities, is especially Maddox. Chicago, well, it's because of all the canceled shows from 2020. Those have to get
they're
rescheduled.
They're still paying backup or catch-up.
Catch-up. We're still doing shows
that's
from
what
2020.
I mean, Coachella, they were telling us it was booked in 2019.
It was booked
got pushed
in 2019,
over. That's
yeah.
crazy. Yeah. I was tripping out. It's 2021.
We lost a
the
whole
more
year.
Than, it's August. No, it's September.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy, dude. Dog.
Yeah. So there are a lot of shows that are still playing that were scheduled for 2020. And so those take precedence. So those take priority. So we'll get there eventually, but probably not till the fall of next year.
But it, Joliet, that there's a lot of people that creep over there from Indiana, right?
Yeah, it's like 40 minutes, 50 minutes away from Chicago proper. So,
also, man, when you buy tickets to the Felipe Esparza Unmasked tour, don't click on the first thing you find when you're trying to find tickets. Make sure you go to the felipesworld.com webpage, and you get the tickets exactly the right price from the right people, not third scalpers. Like some people at the September 29th show, at the Spotlight 29 show, the promoter told me that these people were sitting in the wrong seats and we're moving them to the second row because they said they bought tickets for the first row. And they said they paid $400 for those tickets.
$400.
So he paid $200 each because he clicked on the wrong page. But okay, man, let me tell you right now, man.
You're paying extra for no bonus. You're paying extra. I'm not
getting
nothing.
Don't think that I'm getting that money or I'm gonna make that money. That money has already been. Those tickets were sold for $50 or $60.
Yeah, those people bought it for a regular price
from a reseller.
Yeah, and then that person bought it from another person.
And
the reseller sold it for $200 apiece.
And there's also scalpers outside, right? They're telling us.
What I heard.
That's basically a reseller's a scalper because he's getting it for way more money than the paid prices.
Resell, and they fluctuate depending on how popular the show is. But if you Google for tickets, you're going to see ads first for things that are not legit ticket links. They're going to be third-party resellers.
So you really have to be on your toes.
It's perfectly legal. You got to be on your toes. If you just Google, so go to the artist website, not just Felipe. This is everybody.
Everyone.
Go to the Felipe, you know, the artist website, or go to the venues page, and you don't Google the page because it'll show up with a page that says box office tickets, and you'll think that it's tied to the casino or to the venue or whatever. It's not.
Takes you to a whole another page. And
I'm telling you, there's ways to rip off everybody, right?
Damn, dude. I mean, especially everybody's hungry.
Somebody, because that's why that show we did the last time was the guy came up to me, hey, man, when you go. When you go on stage, don't worry about those 30 extra people that didn't show up, man. There were resellers. We sold them, and the people that we sold them to, they were trying to sell them
for more
money, and they didn't want to buy them. So we got the money already.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's an investment, though, right? You're really gambling.
Taking a risk, dude.
Yeah, they're gambling.
And they cash in because, if the shit's going
to... Yeah, because what happens is when the tickets don't sell... You know, you're in a venue where maybe half the place is sold. They're sitting on tickets that they have to now just sell for regular resale or like face value or even less to just get rid of them. You know, because I've done that with baseball tickets sometimes.
Where you can't make the date?
Yeah. I've done that. But I also have bought tickets like hours before the show on one of those reseller sites, knowing the stadium's not full.
Oh yeah,
and so they're putting them at a discount.
Yeah, one of the best ones is Game Time. That app.
I haven't used that one.
Yeah, for Dodger games, the day of, it's fucking pretty killer.
What do you do when you buy 30 tickets for the face value and you're trying to sell them for $100 each and nobody buys them?
You take the loss.
That's what you do, bro. You take the loss and you go home. You order Pasquale pizza.
Pasquale's maybe.
That fool, you should have bought on the dip, dude. Everybody's over here like penny stock resellers over here and shit.
What's up, Fool Podcast? So many listeners that came to the show. Thank you very much.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah, man. Fucking awesome.
Did you guys see that couple that showed up, bro? There was a guy that was half Mexican, half white, half Chicano, half redneck. And the mom, she looked like Owen from Throw Mom from the Train.
No.
And the dad looked like your puppet, bro. You saw them, right?
I saw some.
Did they come from Yuma or something?
She was super happy. Yeah, they came from Yuma.
There was a handful of people that came from Yuma.
I knew some people came from
Brawley, Imperial Valley.
Yeah, bro, Imperial Valley is shit.
A lot. And then a lot from Coachella. I'm more even Cohere, dog. I was like, damn, it's fucking hot, dog. You get used to it.
Oh, my God,
oh,
dog.
You like, don't, dog.
I got at one of those places, man. Like, oh, you're, it's not like when you perform in that area, it's not like performing at the Ontario Improv. Because, you know, you still have, like, L.A. base, you know, people from
you got,
L.A.
You got country people
you got,
coming
But
out.
Over here in Indio, man, I got a big laugh when I mentioned Indian whales.
Yeah, that's where I threw it.
Highway 111, dog. It is hood over there, huh?
Desert some places. Hood, huh?
Desert Springs is hood. That's what
it's like Tatooine. Desert
hot, yeah, Desert Hot Spring has that feeling, dude. It's all desolate and shit. Tatooine. And the buildings are still from the 60s, yeah. Dude. Yeah,
that hotel where we stayed, old Desert Hot Springs, it was badass if it got a little...
That's the hotel I was telling him about. Remember that hotel?
Like, yeah, just that's a little upgrade.
Little touch up.
But it was like 60s. You know, I don't know if you watch Mad Men, but at one point...
That type of building.
He goes to California.
Like the Sands Hotel back in the day.
Yeah, well, he goes to California on this kind of journey of his mind or whatever. He goes to California and kind of just bums it out there. And he goes to a hotel like that with the little diner attached to it. and it's all 60s style. And I was like, man, that's what that place could have looked like in Desert Springs. But man, instead, the doorknobs were falling off. It was just this junker.
This is how old this hotel
was. They had a sauna, though. You could go to any time, yeah, right outside by the pool outside. It was beautiful.
Probably back where James Dean used
to be. This hotel was made before meth, bro. Because every room was a sliding door. To get into every room, it was a sliding glass door.
Really? It's a swinger hotel right there, huh?
It was made. The hotel was made before they built those apartments next door.
A lot of those like Palm Springs hotels have that like vintage, old school like 50s look, right?
Well, it was like Route 66 used to run there, right?
It's all those like little architecture that's along the that Route 66.
Is that Art Deco? No,
it's like that guy Charles Phoenix that we follow on Instagram. Yeah. He's got all that 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s kitsch.
When I think about
it's
that,
all bubbly, like the Jetsons, kind of weird, like
space age, 60s
in the beginning
stuff.
Of Vegas, kind of, you
like,
know,
a like lot Tom and Jerry when they like had that weird like 60s look and everything was kind of like that kind of modern, like
most Austin Powerish, but less mod, color,
there you go, that was cool.
It was a pretty good show. That lady was there asking for you, Lisa.
Who was asking for me? Lisa, the promoter? Booker? Yeah, I missed her. I didn't know she was handling that show.
She was cool. She ordered butter cakes for all of us, dude.
Butter cakes.
Explain to people what's a butter cake, how good it was.
Like a pound cake?
It's a pound cake made with like butter and it's crispy and it's golden. You tried it, right?
No, I give it to the kids.
You did. Try one bite?
No.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Bring back a little treat.
It was good. It was like
woke up at 2.
It was like a pound cake or cornbread, but it was
with the perfect little crusted dip.
It was a crusted with I don't know if you ever had that that pan dulce with butter on top.
A corn biscuit.
It was all covered with that butter, sugar frousting all around it. Huh?
It's like a butter
powdered almost. It's cracked.
It's like a soft butter cookie,
like
dude.
A desert surface.
Have you ever tried it, Aaron? I'm trying to see who's ever tried it. It was so good with ice cream.
It was so good.
I don't like butter cookies. Felipe likes those. They're like old lady cookies.
But it was not. It was not a butter cookie. It was not a butter cookie.
It was.
It's a pound cake too. It's so boring to me.
Kind of moist.
It's like you got a piece of cake with frosting, and then you deep fried it. But
it was. You need to try it to know how it is.
Yeah, I can't explain it. You know,
you guys eat those
kind of muffin-y, you know,
mantequillas or whatever they're called. What's those things called?
When Jay Lamont saw that cake, he grabbed it and he was shoplifting.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
When Jay Lamont saw that cake, oh, I'm gonna eat this later.
He stuck it aside.
The way he ate it, he was like, he loved it, dude.
Oh my gosh, shout out to Jay Lamont for wearing that throwaway t-shirt, man.
Oh, yeah, the Black Flag parody shirt.
No, don't. Come on now.
What?
Don't talk shit about that shirt.
I thought he had the shirt, though.
It was like a Black Flag parody t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, I love thick t-shirts.
It was a free shirt.
Free shirt.
Free shirt.
Punky Michelle.
Punker Michelle.
Now, I didn't know that was a Trump hotel. A Trump casino before.
Originally, that was a Trump casino.
Yeah. Back in the day.
Yeah.
I think it's like in the early... Like late 90s, early 2000s.
Because they still... Like, outside, they have like a picture. They have a picture of all the beers, and they have a Trump beer still.
Great. Yeah, but they call it something else.
But it looks like Joe Diaz with Trump's hair.
We're laughing.
I got a beer, cocksuckers. You know what I'm saying? Stay away.
They have a big... good steakhouse, but I didn't try it, but I know it's good.
No, I got a Reuben.
How's the Reuben?
It's good.
You want to talk about all the stuff that happened this past weekend?
Well, I forgot the name of the beer, but it's a picture of Trump, and it looks so funny.
Had like a...
The Chief? Or it was called the Chief or something?
No. Chief.
The
commander
or something like that.
Yeah, the beer is called Commander.
It's before he was president.
I think
during his presidency.
Someone else.
Like Trumpy Bear. It's like Trumpy Bear.
It is Trumpy Beer.
I fucking love Trumpy Bear. Trumpy Beer. I love Trumpy Bear, and I miss those commercials. I hate Trump, but the Trumpy Bear is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I thought it was I thought the SNL sketch.
I know. No, it's totally real.
They have the Trump stress head.
And the hair on the bear just like flies in the wind. That guy riding his motorcycle with the Trumpy bear.
A hot ass water.
His motorcycle.
That is hot. Yeah. Trumpy. I remember the Trumpy bear. Yeah, that's so funny. But yeah, it was fun. That was my first time in Palm Springs. I've always driven by it, talk shit about the fucking windmills. And actually, it was fun, man. But
you went swimming?
I went swimming, yeah. I came out a little bit golden, so. Hell yeah, dude. We got a tribal tattoo now, homie. Freaking.
Yeah, man, the first time I went there was with Willie Barcena.
Oh, yeah?
I had a date shake.
What is that?
It was dates and vanilla.
Oh, okay.
It was dates and a vanilla milk. Vanilla, it was just dates, vanilla ice cream, and milk.
Oh, yeah?
But now I put dates on all my shakes, so everything I have is a date shake.
Hell yeah, dude.
You're not special, Indio.
You're not special no more.
Indio, Indian Wells.
It was fine, man.
It was fucking hot over there, man.
So I wanted, there's a spot I wanted to skate so bad for over a year, and it was seriously by the fucking hotel we're staying at.
So somebody said you were skating on the roofs?
I was skating on a roof, and
whose roof?
It was it was a business. It was
like a hotel or something.
It was a business. It was like a shopping center. And the first day.
That
was
crazy, dude.
I was going too fast. So the second day I came back and I twisted my ankle, but I still did it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that was pretty gnarly, dude.
You got to
realize as you get older, your body's not going to recover the way
you're
fucking,
you're straight. You're in the sick crew, bro.
Right here. This is it right here.
He's going to hit 35, 40 and be like.
I had to come back the second day.
Oh, my God.
Look at this fool. He's getting radical.
You did it, bro.
Yeah, I did it, dude. Yeah.
Because you showed him the first thing. He's all, who's that? Yeah. That's me.
Somebody said you're a natural thrasher.
Oh, yeah, that was fun, man.
Shout out to Drake and Kanye. They're beefing, bro.
Oh, yeah. Right?
He put that record out a week after. And everybody was waiting for Donda to drop for, 3 months?
Oh, no, it's been like a year since Donda.
Well, it's 3 months since since they had the name and he was having the listen party. Yeah.
Sony has to hire a hacker, bro, to break into his stuff to release that album.
Damn.
Or he acts like that's what happened.
And then Soulja Boy, he got mad because they took him out of the album.
He got paid, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But the beef is because Drake overtook the ratings, right? Or the numbers, right?
Everybody's
loving the new Drake record over
Donda? I don't know. They're both stupid. Donda was really bad when I
listened
heard
to both
it.
Of them. They're all right.
No. Isaac liked a lot of the Donda, like the last half of the album.
I felt like it was just
scraped together, like a bunch of scraps pasted together.
That's what the other one sounds like, too.
It's like stuff that's
I like that song
away.
That they sampled from the Fugees, and that's the only song I like, but only the beginning part, that's it. Then after that, it's too much Kanye.
You just like the Fugees song.
Yeah.
That it's fooling you.
Like people talk shit about what's it called, Kanye.
Ooh, good morning.
But Kanye is smart. I don't know, like the fact that he's so relevant for being like a 40. I mean, he's not even that old, but like 43 year old rapper, and like kids are still listening to him. Because I remember like 20 years ago, like if you talk about a 40 year old rapper, it'd be like Curtis Blow. Like now he's not relevant, you know.
Curtis Blow is always relevant.
Cool Modi and shit. They don't even dress like the times.
Yeah, but Kanye is still like. I mean, like even like you said, how like your son is like into Kanye, you know? It's like
yeah, but I also forced the old school on him too because he needs to know that it's a foundation of what he's trying to do with these beats and everything. You can't.
Lisa talking about Fat Boys.
Not just Fat Boys. Shut up.
Fat Boys are back.
And you know they're going to be whack.
And you know they can never be whack.
I like it because they eat
tomorrow. I'll be the dark skin one or you'll be the light skin one. Disorderlies.
That's a badass movie.
I love Disorderlies.
My cousin from Chicago came over and brought that shit, dude. And my brother became his best friend, dude.
I love that movie so much.
That's always cool, bro. Somebody brings their own movie and it's good.
But that shit was funny. We ate pizza like those fools.
I love.
You ate pizza too?
Yeah.
Is that when they're eating at the food court?
Pizza,
dude, like we're all fucking
I want to eat everything in that movie.
Dude, they're funny, dude. And they're always smiling and laughing.
The old man from Police Academy, huh?
Yeah, dude. Dude, that's a badass movie.
Wait, like, the dad from Punky Brewster.
What? Oh yeah. In Police Academy? Yeah. George, let's forget his name. Was the scientist, the weird guy in Disorderlies, the bad guy, I guess.
From General Hospital.
Is it Luke Geary?
Yeah, with curly
Anthony
hair.
Geary? Is it
they
Luke?
They made him look crazy. I was surprised.
But wait, he's also in UHF playing a similar character,
that's why I was
right?
surprised that he was a bad guy. He was such a good guy in General Hospital.
Well, yeah, but is he the same guy in UHF, crazy scientist? Because I felt like I'm imagining that. that he was in both movies. I don't know.
This already was good. A good movie to watch over and over.
I was.
You can't get tired of that movie.
No, I was 15 when that came out. It was like
watching the Three Stooges. Feel good movie.
It was.
But modern with the like the early stuff, though. Like kind of like hip, the innocence of hip hop. Like,
and it wasn't corny.
No, they were like Grundy MC, but like happy and fat and chubby and shit. You know what I mean?
I love that movie.
What movie?
That movie and Hot Shots around that time. Fucking.
No, I can't.
That was my shit.
What about that movie?
And then hardcore shit came out, huh? Kid Frost and then NWA and shit. You're like, damn.
What's that movie? Too short.
Shout out to Kid Frost, bro. He closed out the Fools Gone Wild show.
Did he?
Yeah, speaking of
Kid Frost is a shit, bro.
They had Jose Luis and Censura too, man.
I'm wondering how much they paid for these special guests. That's a lot of bank.
Fuck, dude.
Kid Frost ain't cheap.
Fuck, Estrella, what's the name?
Jesus Luis,
bro. That fool showed up with... He had to close out Estrella Studios before he showed up there.
And lock the door.
He's like a executive producer and a program manager at Estrella TV.
I remember I met him there when I went with
remember
you.
Remember, a real nice guy.
Yeah, he was like one of the main guys there, yeah. Estrella TV, man, that place is fucking badass.
He also answers phones there. You have to do like everything. 9 other jobs when you work at Estrella.
You guys speak perfect Spanish though.
Yeah, dude.
Even if you're white.
That fool was all pumped up there. Everybody, it was good to see him, bro, on that video. And everybody was excited to see him, you know.
It was my childhood, dude.
He was saying stuff like, Jerry Springer stole everything from me.
I don't know about that.
No, bro. That fool had cage matches, bro. Jose Luis.
It was crazy because they had to put cages because fucking...
Because people were rushing the stage. Bro,
yeah, I think Cholos were rushing the stage.
Everybody, Jose Luis.
Jose Luis used to have his show on Drew Street, right? So that fool would hire only Avenue guys.
Is that back when it was CT? Or no, what was it?
It was Estrella TV.
It was Estrella still.
Estrella TV on Channel 63 or something.
And then that fool, goddamn, bro. That fool would let people rush the audience, rush the guests, dog.
Yeah, and like these fools were ghetto from the hood, man. These cholos in the crowd, like we're wearing fucking gloves, you know? Because like that didn't happen in Jerry Springer. My favorite part of Jerry Springer was when the audience would roast the fucking people that were on the show. Remember that?
I remember Jose Luis. I was watching it one time, and this lady, she was talking about her son being a bad kid and he wants to be a cholo. And when that fool came out, he got jumped, dog.
Yeah.
Fuck, dog.
Who jumped him?
The audience.
Yeah, dude.
Then a fake police showed up and put him back over there.
Yeah.
I think when they started the cages, that's when Jerry Springer started having the bodyguards being involved, right? Like the bodyguards, like that guy Steve. Everybody Locals. All of a sudden knew his name.
He ended up having his own show, right?
He had his own show. He still has his own show. Yeah. I think it's still out.
Because Jerry Springer used to be the mayor of Cleveland, Cincinnati. Right? Or Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah. That's where he paid for that hooker with a check.
Man.
The paper taxes.
Somebody used to have a show that was fucking pretty awesome, but they got rid of it. It got canceled. And then later on, she became she was on The View, or maybe.
Jenny Jones?
Who?
I don't know her name, man. She was on The View, and they got rid of her because she was promoting her her wedding.
Star Jones. What about her?
I think her first show was, I don't know if the show was called Encounters or what it was called, but just say like, you and I are brothers, and we have spoken to each other in 30 years, and she will meet them together, bro.
Oh, really?
I don't think that was her. Her claim to fame was just being a correspondent during the OJ trial. Oh.
Damn.
And then she got on Court TV as another in the field correspondent, and then all of a sudden maybe she was Lonnie on The Love. View. Might have been Lonnie Love.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, Star Jones is attached to the whole
mean little trajectory.
OJ. Yeah,
good times.
Because I kept wondering why do they keep putting this woman on TV? I didn't get it, but I think it was part of the whole race thing that surrounded that case naturally, and it was like we want black correspondents, we want. These people, but somehow she just got caught up in that mix and they kept pushing her forward and she ended up being a star.
It's funny how it had to be something that had to do with your race to put you on television.
Yeah.
Like when I got to know all the female Latina correspondents during Christmas when that restaurant was delivering a horrible masa, bro.
Amapola.
Tamalgate.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Tamalgate?
Tamalgate.
Yeah, they sold the bad masa that never cooked.
That's when I knew all the Latina correspondents, bro. Michelle, Belena, Ashley, Belen, all the Belen, they all came out of the woodwork, bro, because that was like the biggest story.
It was a scandal.
Imagine, bro, they were going to people's houses, and like these people have no shame about how dirty their house was to get interviewed about fucking masa.
You're shopping at Amapola.
They're asking the lady, what happened to your masa? It was embarrassing. We had family who flew over from Oaxaca. We had family from Veracruz.
They're talking shit about my tamales.
They didn't let that part up, but I'm pretty sure they were pulling her hair all night.
Dude, this was a big scandal.
Well, none of those, the tamales had too much oil or too much something. No, they never molded.
Yeah, it was probably too watery
it was all drippy.
It was probably too watery and they didn't firm up.
But if you're a person that made tamales by hand and made your own masa, you would have fixed that yourself. But it was just too bad, huh?
I don't ever buy masa that's
tamalgate.
It's always made with lard.
Who at the Rotten Tamale, bro?
Amapola. Are they still around? They're still around. This is Christmas 2016. I remember, guys.
2016.
George Michael died, right?
That shit in a movie, bro.
2016.
Tamalgate.
It affected people in Downey, Huntington Park, bro. Southgate. All of South
LA. They were complaining, huh?
Yeah.
Did you do bits about it when you were a performer? I know I did.
I don't think I did.
People were in line to return that and complain, right?
Did you get a $20 gift card back for being a victim?
People wanted their time and effort back.
It's the time. But the thing is, I've made tamales many times, and I'm not an expert level maker. I didn't make them since I was a kid or anything like that. I just started making them about 8 years ago, 9 years ago. But I can tell when I spread it if it's right or not. You know, if this masa is going to be, like, I make my masa. I don't buy it pre-made. But when I spread it, there's a certain consistency, you know. It's like, it's like almost like cement or something.
I seen a bunch of fat ass cholas complaining. I didn't see no little old lady complaining.
I think it's people who maybe never
trying to make them fast. It's the third time.
Yeah, they probably never made them. Grandma made them
before
she
died. Sure it is.
Because you could tell when you spread it if it's right or not. Man.
People under 4 years old were complaining, dog.
Yeah, probably.
But there's all the people that always get their masa there too, like generation. Like they always get their masa there.
But every city has its little spot.
What do you tell these people, bro? Here's your money back.
That's all you can do.
And it's
the masa guy. You know what happened, bro?
You hang him in front of everybody.
Grandma must have died at that restaurant.
Yeah, and she took the recipe with her.
Yeah, bro. She probably was she was the old lady, bro, that puts her elbow inside the juice and tastes her elbow. Masal.
But like you said, it sucks. So they're probably like, oh, this is grandma's last Christmas with us. And then she's eating water tamales, bro, you know?
Keep feeding her tamales.
Bro, let me tell you, bro, when Lisa is barefoot on Thanksgiving, the food's going to be good.
I can't do barefoot anymore. My feet hurt too much.
Oh, that's funny, dude. But I remember that Christmas. I remember we did a What's the Food podcast at your house. And we had the vegan pozole. Remember? It was you, me, Flaco.
Toby.
We did another podcast. Fred Stoller, yeah.
Oh, that is right.
Yeah.
That was at the old
Marcella
spot.
That was at our Glendale house. Yeah.
And we were talking about that scandal. It was Amapola, I remember.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Amapola.
Yeah.
That was like months before we moved into our house.
That's so funny.
That was fun. Tamales, pozole. I made some good food that year. That was good.
What's up, food podcast? We're going to have another one at the new headquarters. Don't forget.
Yeah. We're going to have our Christmas party at the headquarters.
Can I wait to put a Christmas tree over there?
I love Thanksgiving, man. And like, you know,
y'all both decorate our Christmas decoration, bro. You and your lady.
Yeah.
Tell Stephanie she can come decorate our office.
Now. Yeah, I'll tell
her. Our studio. New studio coming soon.
In Filipino culture, they start decorating in September because it's all the Burr months. September, October, November, December. And then what's it called?
Burr.
So if you go to like the Filipino supermarkets, like Seafood City, they
everything's
have
out.
Christmas
Is
music
that a Filipino
ready.
Market?
Yeah, yeah.
I never knew. I just Seafood thought it was City. Just general Asian.
And then there's a badass, if you got to go, man, there's a badass spot in Echo Park called Dollar Hits where you grow your own fucking meats outside in like little like.
You grow your own
grill,
meat?
Grill.
Oh, grill.
Grill your own meat, like in little, what's it called? The little
hibachis or
shabu
what?
Shabu shabu things or whatever?
It's a...
Benihana.
little grill.
Carbon. How do you say carbon in English?
Charcoal.
Carbon. Yeah, carbon. Yeah. It's badass.
Charcoal grill.
Charcoal grill outside. Yeah. And it's badass, dude. It's called Dollar Hits. Go check it out, guys.
Dollar Hits.
Badass, yeah.
What a weird name. How come Filipinos don't know how to name their restaurants? Jollibee, Dollar Hits. What the fuck is this? It's not appetizing at all. Jollibee, Dollar Hits. Dollar Hits? What does that mean? Dollar Hits.
Butaina. Dollar, yeah, dollar. I guess because it's like it costs a dollar, but you could buy
a little bunch.
This person said, "Damn," she said, "General Asian, General Asian," meaning like multiple Asian cultures: Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Filipino.
They have a $10 crab you can buy there and grill it outside, like a big fucking $10 crab.
He said a cat.
Maybe, hey, maybe.
Reminds me of that Simpsons where Homer has a lobster pit. And then he gives him a really hot bath.
Yeah.
And then he's
Pinchy.
He kills it. He says, Pinchy.
Pinchy.
He takes a bite. He eats it alone. He's because he's mad that he killed it. He's like, oh, Pinchy. Oh, so good. Oh, Pinchy. Oh, so good.
I don't remember too many Simpsons. I didn't watch it much, I guess. A lot of people.
I remember the early ones because that's what all I watched.
Me too.
Not like the ones like in 92.
No, wrote that,
Tanya Estrada said it's called Yakitori, not Dollar Hits.
No, there's a place called Dollar Hits.
Oh, okay.
She might be thinking about another one.
What are you going to say?
Sorry.
About The Simpsons?
Shout out to Tanya Estrada. We're listening, bro, from Tijuana, right?
Is she in Tijuana?
Welcome to Tijuana. Well, I want to go back.
She messed up her hip, I think. She was there walking like Pops.
Damn, what happened? She fell?
I don't know, bro. Fell off the tour bus.
Sucks.
Yeah, this guy understands Michael. I'm general, just meaning not specific type of Asian.
Because the Rancho, it's not called Ranch Market. It's called Rancho Market.
I don't know if they got a general dollar store. Like, you ain't going to bring any other dollars.
Well, multiple Asian stores, because they have Vietnamese stuff, Filipino stuff, Thai stuff, the spices, different sections, all under one roof.
Yeah. Like, there's
Thai
market.
They fry your fish.
Yeah, like, there are specifics.
The mojarras they do there. That's where Mexicans go to get it done.
That's bad. That's a good service people don't take advantage of.
They did that at Ralph's downtown. Ralph's downtown would cook your fish for you. You just pick it. You say, cook this. And then I just go home and tear it up and make fish tacos out of it.
So I went to the Ralph's in Glendale. I'm living in Glendale. And one of my coworkers, she used to have a boyfriend. I think his name was George or Rudy. But he always tells me, like, hey, Felipe, you're going to buy some fish? I'm going to cook it for you? Cook it. He goes, I didn't know you could do that. Yeah, bro. Look up there. We'll fry your fish. I said, all right. I went over there and said, I got some fish and I got some shrimp. He would fry the shrimp too. And he would fry it, bro. So then when me and Lisa were living together, bro, I remembered. And we went to that Ralph in downtown LA. And then I got that white dude was so cool. He always.
Like it was weird.
It was flavored, huh?
the breading was. It had seasoning.
You can still get it, bro.
Mojarra frita?
They just cook it for you, but they didn't
spot
make
by
that.
My house does it like that.
Yeah, they didn't make that spot. The whole fish like that. No,
that guy was weird though. He'd be like, "What do you think about those shrimp?"
He told me about the shrimp. He said, "You know who? You know how they clean out these little popcorn shrimp, right? These little small shrimp." And I said, "How?" He said, "Children."
What?
I said, "What?"
Over there, like
then
in
he
Southeast
said, "Child
Asia
labor."
Something?
They just stick their little fingers in and. And I was like, "That's not." Like a pleasant thought at all.
Who do you think's making your t-shirt?
Speaking of food, what is HelloFresh? It's America's number one meal kit. You get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering, delicious recipes delivered right to your door, like right on your porch. This awesome box shows up. Everything is really fresh. I am a witness of this. It's really fresh. Everything is measured out perfectly for you. You could avoid the crowds at the grocery store. Stop wasting time shopping. You know, sometimes you order from these apps. They go shopping for you. And they don't bring you the stuff you want. Like, you might have a crazy motherfucker like Martin Rizzo getting your food. You might ask for ketchup, and they're out of ketchup, and this food brings tomato sauce. You know what I mean? Now that school is back in session, save yourself the hassle of planning meals and let HelloFresh do all that for you. Whenever we get HelloFresh, it's so easy to just grab all the ingredients and the photo card recipe and just follow the steps and end up with delicious, heartwarming, delicious food. And when I get back to these photo cards, it is really easy. Everything's in the photo. It's easy to follow. you open the bag, put it in the pan. You don't got to worry about butter, salt, none of those things. It's already there for you. It's so easy. Even a monkey can do it. I doubt it, but it's just a way of saying it. All right, man. Go to HelloFresh.com/Foo14 and use code Foo14 for up to 14 free meals, including shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Foo14 and use the code Foo14 for up to 14 free meals. That's FOOL14, the number 14, Foo14. And get your free meals, man, including for free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. I already told you so many times, get these meals. If you're a lonely man living by himself, you know, with not a lot of company all the time, and you don't want to go to a supermarket, and you're afraid of walking up to people, get these delivered to your house. Everything is easy to throw away right afterward, man. Easily fits in your trash can afterwards when everything's empty. It's bomb. I eat them all the time, man. When Lisa doesn't want to cook and she's all mad, and she wants to eat a full for the 13th time.
That's not me.
Lisa likes eating bad pizza, by the way.
What?
Like Little Caesars?
Why are you making up these lies like about Caesars, me? Man.
But that's what we have HelloFresh.
I don't eat Little Caesars.
It ain't bad.
This food loves Little Caesars, man.
I like Little Caesars bread.
Little Caesars reminds me of the back of somebody's feet, bro.
Yeah, good feet, you know?
It's a crusty little bird foot, huh?
Hell yeah. But HelloFresh is good, man. I use that.
Free shipping is where it's at.
Hell yeah, dude. We cook that at home.
Do you do anything with the stuff inside those packets, the cold packs? Supposedly, you can pour those inside your plants.
Really?
In like your dirt.
I should just throw away the ice. That's it.
But like if you cut open one of those pouches... the cold packs, it's supposedly biodegradable, and you can put like sprinkle it with, you know, throughout your garden.
What's up, Foo Podcast, man? Fentanyl, bro. I remember the good old days, bro, when I would just buy cocaine, bro, and be worried about buying cocaine, bro, and finding two nickels in it.
Yeah,
like somebody put two nickels to make that fucking eighth heavier, bro.
Or getting ripped.
And I remember I throw the nickels away, bro. Me and this guy were partying for 3 days straight. And we're doing Xanax and Coke. You know, sometimes you got to balance it out, bro. But nowadays, man, people are cutting cocaine with fentanyl, bro. I'm going to do cocaine no more, but I've done it in a long time. I'll be dead by now in these times. But the worst thing that would happen to me if I did Coke was, well, a lot of worse things could happen, bro, but one of the, was like getting the runs, you know, when they would cut it with that baby laxative, right?
That's what they'd be cutting.
I think that's the least of your concerns.
Well, back in the days.
Yeah, so they would cut it with baby, you would take a shit after or what?
Bro, I remember, bro, doing some cocaine and at the Red Light Tavern and then going to the bathroom, bro, and taking a fucking projectile shit, bro.
We get like yellow ass pasty shit.
Yeah, bro, projectile
isn't
shit.
Isn't that common? I've never done cocaine, but isn't that common that happens after you haven't done it for a while or your first time doing it? Isn't that common? I know it's common with heroin.
When it's bad.
Oh, if it's bad.
Yeah, man, so we had a bunch of comedians that were partying, bro, passed away this Saturday. Well, you told me about as soon as I got off stage, right? Yeah. On Saturday?
I texted you when you were on stage, I think.
Yeah.
Well, because I kept seeing things on Instagram about, like, rest in peace, that comedian, Fuquan Johnson.
He's the first one I see.
Yeah.
And then another one passed away.
He's the first one that became public.
Rico from, I remember him from the Haha. I remember from...
He's Jack's friend, yeah, right?
Yeah. I met him through Chepa. I remember, like 10 years ago. And then, what's it called?
Yeah, so he's from Massachusetts, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Milwaukee, I think, or something like that.
Funny guy, man.
Or Minnesota.
And the third one?
And then, so there's another comedian. So they didn't display the name, or they didn't.
Her name is like
Natalie Williamson.
Debbie Williamson. Natalie Williamson.
That's what's Williamson, published in yeah. LA Times.
Yeah, Natalie Williamson. I don't know who she is.
So I kept seeing stuff about like Fuquan. I was like, oh, that's sad, dude, because he was a funny guy. And after that,
I remember seeing him.
Yeah.
Around. I smoked blunts with that fool and Dante Chain.
Funny guy, but they've been trying to be funny, dude. Super funny guy. And then Rico, I was like, wait, like, it's such a coincidence.
Right, somebody posted about Rico the next day. And Dustin posted about him, and I was like, I don't know. And then I, when I looked up more about it, then I saw Kate's name popping up, Kate Quigley, and I was like, what the fuck?
And I saw that Kate was in the, I think she's still in the hospital.
She's still in the hospital. Her mom posted today, and she said that Kate is only lucid for a moment at a time.
Fuck.
And she's in and out of it, and it said she's not able to post on social media. She might try tomorrow, but I mean, can you imagine? What's up? Did she do it today? Good.
Yeah, those are daily
I mean,
mail.
Sorry. She posted. Her mother posted this yesterday, and then she was hoping she'd be able to post today.
And it's just it's sad because like that never happens, right? Like a group of like of friends like that to like for it to happen like all at once, you know? It's like
well, it's that fentanyl. Shit was tainted, man. Dude. I tell you, I know I haven't talked about this, but my friend and my maid of honor, Jafondi, she died.
Jafondi.
She died in April, and
was it fentanyl?
It was fentanyl. And apparently,
good role, right?
It's all messed up because she didn't even tell me she was back in LA. And I heard in June this long fucking diatribe from a friend about what happened, and she just strung me along, and then finally ended with she died, and I was like, what the fuck? But I guess she was living on Skid Row during the pandemic. She moved back to LA. The pandemic hit. There was nowhere for her to go, and she just crashed. She never called me once. She read my texts, but never responded. She'd stopped responding maybe 2 years before she died. But man, I don't know. I think with her, it was probably heroin and fentanyl. I don't know. I don't think she would. She's not a coke person. She would take pills, and she would take, you know, oxy and that sort of thing. But I think, you know, the way the doctors have been cracking down on it and the way that it's just more difficult to get those pills now, I think they're just trying to find anything they can on the streets. And I think she probably changed to heroin before she even came back here. Her parents had given up on her before that. You know, she wasn't ready to change. I didn't even know her problem had gotten that bad. And that's what's so sad, that she just didn't. But the thing is, if she had reached out, I don't know what to do for someone like that. I've been in that situation with you. There's nothing you can do. You know, you can't shake that person and make them wake up.
They have to want
it. They just want money. And I think that's why she didn't contact me, because she knew that I wouldn't give her money or anything like that.
So her parents didn't pick up the body or?
Oh, they did. Funeral? They came here and they cremated her and spread her ashes out and they left.
But no funeral, nothing?
No, it's devastating. It's devastating. You know, they lost their kid when she came out here, and it's sad. It's sad, but, you know, to hear that, the thing is, I wonder if she was doing drugs over there in Hollywood, because that seems to be spreading around Hollywood a lot, you know?
The fentanyl?
Yeah. There were people saying around Skid Row, but...
Who called 911 for those guys?
I don't know.
They said the call came from Kate's apartment. And I just don't understand how she could be alive still. And those big guys are, well, I don't know how big Rico was, but Fuquan was a big guy.
I don't know anything about cocaine, but maybe like the portion they had the most fentanyl, maybe.
Or maybe she did less coke than they did. I don't know. That's just fucking
crazy as fuck.
It's crazy. I just can't. It just swept through and just, it's so sad. It's so sad.
An overdose is one thing, but when people start dying.
Yeah, I remember when Freddie Soto died, but that was one.
What was cocaine overdose?
Freddie was a mixture of downers and alcohol.
Yeah.
It was, not downers, what do you call it? He was Xanax? On Oxy, I think, wasn't it? Or Xanax and
coke, alcohol. Probably, alcohol.
The coke, I think, may have kept him alive for a little bit.
We didn't want to bed, probably.
But... Well, what happens is, though, you have a depressant, plus you have alcohol, which is a depressant.
Yeah.
So both of those things come together, and they just lower they suppress your breathing.
Stuff stops working, right? Your organs shut down.
Your respiratory system stops first.
We give our dog fentanyl, right?
No, she had a patch on her heel after her surgery.
What was that pill you put the glove on?
Severe pain, huh?
That's an antibiotic. That's chloramphenicol. That's a fucking
thing. Mac Miller died from fentanyl too.
Fentanyl she had a fentanyl patch for pain after her surgery.
You couldn't touch it, huh?
And we couldn't touch it. Fuck. And they said, if this little bandage comes off, call us. Don't touch it. and we'll put the bandage back on that covers the patch. This is an isolated patch. This isn't even loose fentanyl. I'm like, why do you even put this on my dog? Like,
why? It's for severe pain. That's what that is. Like,
it's like unbearable fucking pain, yeah. Dude. But it was just on her heel, and I'm like, why is this in my house? I was paranoid about that patch.
And then that cop that touched the fentanyl, remember? And he had a seizure or something, remember?
He went into convulsions, right? Yeah, but yeah. I guess there's more to that story, right?
It's a little bit amount, right? Less than a penny?
I heard it's a hundredth of a penny, like just a little speck, dude.
Yeah, a little tiny.
Fucking kill you.
So it's easy to a whole box, you can wipe out a whole audience.
What's that?
If you threw at him.
A box of fentanyl.
I don't know.
Cause I mean, if it's a little bit, then like, fuck it.
They show you with that penny what you're talking about. That it's just like a little hundredth of a penny, so right there.
It's easy to overdose. Yeah,
dude. It's whatever's tainted. And what I heard from like people that deal with coke and buy coke and use coke loosely, is saying that it's just like bud. It's like you can pay more for clean shit that's uncut, or you can just get the street shit. You know. So
Tanya's saying they died together. We know they died together.
So yeah, man, it's just fucked up. Anyways, dude. Like you gotta. I mean, not you gotta be real cautious, but it's like fuck, dude. Like fucking crazy as fuck out there with fucking bullshit. It's getting closer and closer to your community too, man. I mean, Kate's been on the podcast. We know her. And fuck, Fuquan. I've done fucking.
They are. When somebody dies on fentanyl, they interview. They investigate everybody, bro. Then they were talking to the property manager of that condo.
That to find out where it's coming from, you know.
Like. And then there's a bunch of bullshit going on with that shit too. I know in Riverside County now the DA's over there. If you provide it for somebody and they die, you get charged with murder. So I don't know how.
I think that should be the case. I think that should be the case. And when you were in your darkest days, you know, I told both of those assholes who were supplying you with, I said, you know, if he ends up in a gutter, I'm driving the cops right to your fucking front door. And I'm not anybody, whatever. They could have punched me. I don't give a shit. These are just wimpy little dudes who I was talking to. But still, I'm telling them exactly who gave you that, you know? I don't give a shit about these assholes. I'll snitch all over them. I don't care. But those people should go to jail. And I think, like, the woman who's the first one prosecuted? The woman that gave Mac Miller? No. Oh, was she prosecuted?
But it wasn't for providing it. You didn't charge her with the murder. But now it's like, you know, with Mac Miller and all
Mac
the
Miller,
new shit
I think,
that
was the first.
Dying.
And then Lil Peep, the Lil same Peep. Thing. His
that
mom.
One, that one Angel pitcher supposedly got... The guy that provided the drugs that worked for the Angels and a couple other ball players, he's getting prosecuted right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then the Angels are like not even trying to throw it. They're giving them all the records, but they're even suppressing some private.
Whitney Houston's daughter, did prosecute her boyfriend?
I don't know anything about that, but I know, wasn't that fentanyl too? Or is that?
No, he was just painkiller.
Painkiller?
Yeah.
That's in the, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so supposedly that shit's all like.
Yeah, Tom Petty was fentanyl too.
Yeah, dude. And then
I just thought it was like painkillers that had taken this their toll.
That actor too, bro.
The recent Omar. One from the Wire.
Yeah, Michael.
Because I was like, this fool, all right, so I'm over here looking up shit. And then I was like, all this shit starts hitting. I'm like, damn, dude. And then I seen that Angel story.
So a lot of fentanyl deaths, huh?
Yeah, I'm just wondering how the dealers don't die. Why are there all these dealers dying who are mixing up and cutting up this stuff?
That's other argument too, that like, all right, I know all these dealers don't want their people dying because you want them to come back, so maybe they don't know it's fucking tainted. I mean, there's a lot of shit going on.
It's possible that they don't know.
Yeah, so that's like, I mean, it kind of fucking
sucks. It's
been
cut before it reached them.
Yeah.
But, you know,
maybe
they...
Maybe tried to fuck you up.
But
you know?
Aren't they touching it too? Aren't they touching their supply too?
At least with some cards and gloves.
It's in the air. You could die.
He died because, not these people, but some other story that... The guy had a bag of heroin with fentanyl, but then he sold it off, then he refueled it with coke. Who does that shit, dog?
Cheap-ass fucking... And even, who does it? Those fools do it. Just to not go,
fools, right?
Just to not go over there and get another bag. But, I mean, fools do it with weed, dog. You know what I mean? Some fools don't. Like, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, you know, this fucking sad. This was my sandwich. Yeah, I had my sandwich earlier.
It's like fentanyl's killing more people than the Rona, dude.
I saw somebody comment.
I read that article, bro.
Go ahead.
But there's like almost 847,000 people have died from fentanyl, bro, in the last, I don't know how many years.
Because the thing has been last probably. 5 years.
You read that, right, also?
Yeah. No, but the OxyContin, too, because it's a synthetic.
OxyContin.
That's been fucking mowing people down, dog. That's what even, like, I mean, I don't know. Fucking crazy, dude. Take care of yourself,
baby,
dude.
You know,
hopefully homegirl makes it out of there all fucking healthy, man. Prayers up, dog.
Stay safe, guys.
Yeah, this guy, Sebastian, saying, let's not act all sanctimonious. We're not acting sanctimonious. Yeah. you know, they're
what do you mean by that?
I didn't
like holier than thou or like self righteous or whatever. But
no, we're just saying just be don't careful. Do coke. Just be careful, you know.
I don't think anybody should do that. I have another feeling about all this, and it kind of goes back to the whole Greg Giraldo thing, and that's a little different than what happened this weekend. But I just don't like when fans who call themselves fans approach you or other people with, you know, an offer to party. Let's go. You know, do coke or whatever.
They want to be in the story, eh?
They want to be in the mix. They want to be in the story, but you're listen, not bro, a true
tickets
fan.
Tickets are starting at $5,000.
You're not a true fan if you think that is the way to get in your good graces.
But I mean, like, it's kind of like if you, you know, that's like the Tom Arnold way of getting, you know what I mean? Like, it's been done, you know? But now with all this shit going on, it's like you can't even smoke weed with strangers anymore because of the Rona and all that shit. So it's like, why aren't you hitting it? I'm good, bro. Mm-mm. Finish it. It's cool.
I was in a show one time in Orange County, and the guy was supposed to pay me $100, right? You only have 50 bucks.
I love that word, supposed to.
He was like, like, you do cocaine on you now? Because he was trying to pay me in cocaine.
Who said that?
This one promoter. It was like years ago.
Man. Oh, he was trying to pay you.
There's a little
cocaine. Half aww. Cocaine. I'm like, I don't even know how to gauge cocaine. How much
does cocaine give you a bond? Is it even?
Yeah, yeah.
2.5 and eight ball.
I don't know anything.
3.5 grams.
Somebody commented, be careful with fentamales.
That's hilarious, dog.
Tamal fen gate.
Somebody said, two people said Side Dick Eddie needs to chill. Yeah, I believe so too. He needs to be careful. Those guys need to be careful. Even if you think that your dealer or the guy you got it
but
from,
but their coke
or
is coke full powder.
Their coke though comes from somewhere else that was split up before it got to those
unless
people.
Unless they're cracking Colombian keys,
unless
you never
doing
know,
it themselves,
bro. You know what I mean? Which is like, if you have the connect, more power to you, dude.
Bro, I seen those Colombian keys on TV when they like bust a body. They're so white it almost looks blue.
Dude, it's like a princess is gonna pop out
like,
of one.
You can see, like, you can see when they cut it with a key, bro. Like, it has like it looks, it has that little eyelash you see on the side of your eye sometimes.
The little eyelash that wants to do a little blast.
Yeah.
So that's it. If cocaine was legal, would it be safer? Because
well, then you'll be getting it like at a dispensary, right?
Because it'd be
pharmaceutically,
pure,
yeah.
Pure coke, I leave, right?
A drugstore cowboy style. You got to do that, dude. You gotta
but
get
it probably won't
shit.
Be as strong enough to make you shoplift, though.
Yeah, but everybody thinks they're a pharmacist and they're mixing drugs. And
everybody's
what
a fucking
know.
Expert on fucking
that's the thing about
viral
Safandi.
Diseases.
As much as I loved her, I knew she had a pill problem, okay, you know, here and there, and I just stayed away from that. But she knew the exact amount of bars. You're talking in bars and how many bars of Xanax and how many whatever they call it for OxyContin, like... I don't know if it was a bar for that. Tabs. But anyway, not tabs, but something else.
Because if you look at the pill, it can be broken in four parts or two
parts. I know,
parts.
But like if you're talking that same amount,
you already know
it's
a lingo.
You're trying to do
your
own little math, your own little...
This will last for him, or this will last, okay, I'll wake up after that.
No, see, before, the last time I talked to her, she was like trying to cut down. And her boyfriend was trying to cut down on what he was doing.
I should have helped
and they're
if you
fooling
have a partner
themselves,
too, yeah.
You know? They're fooling themselves. Like, oh, today I only did half. Well, what about tomorrow? You know it's sitting in your purse. Your brain is
I have a little bag of screaming.
Yeah, like, you know. I know. I'm not an addict, and I know what that bag is talking to you, or that little envelope, or wherever it's hidden in your purse.
Hey, I was going to
smoke Oxy, too, right?
You can hot rail that shit. But,
can you eat it?
It's just like, I'm sure you can, dude. It's, but
chew it, bro. It works faster.
Like I guess the drugs get, you know, as you get older, they get harder, dude. Yeah. More shit.
People say, I think we're talking about how, like, people are like, oh, how come, like, these people, like, in Skid Row, they can, like, they don't die, but it's because they're used to.
They're like the bionic roach.
Boom. They're used to, like, doing math and shit
they're
like
they're in
that.
The gutter, bro.
So, like, for them, it's like, they.
And then they say, like, oh, well, homeless people are not catching coronavirus, but where the fuck are they going? You don't see them at fairs.
They're just
you don't
right
see them at Sturgis.
No, you know who spread that shit throughout the United States? People who travel. Yeah. And people who know people who travel. And you're hanging around people who came back from Europe or they came back from wherever.
Came back from Naples.
And my cousin Naples. Came back from so-and-so.
That Naples strain.
You know.
Maragut.
Those people who are homeless, Fangu. They stick with their own little small community there downtown. They stay away from people and they are not traveling.
Yeah.
Shout out to Lisa's grandma, bro. Passed away 100 years old.
My grandmother passed away 2 weeks ago, or a week and a half ago.
Oh, wow.
I did not go to the funeral.
100.
Because I was not told when it was. That's one thing.
That's a good amount.
100 years old, bro. She kept 100. It 100.
She did.
Damn. For 55 streets.
For a month, she kept it 100. And then she was
I
gone.
Still go there, man. That's a record
She's
shit right
a good
there.
Woman. She taught me everything I know. She taught me how to shop. How to? She taught me every like home ec thing you would hope to learn in home ec. She taught me how to run a household. She taught me shit. Everything I need to know for life.
Hell yeah, dude.
She's a good woman.
Rest in peace.
She was the first single woman I ever heard of. Single mother, I mean.
Oh, man. Speaking of Kate Quigley, bro, they were trying to find any article about her, any bio, anything to say about her. They went to go find her last boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. I saw people talk. Like TMZ was just coming up with a whole bunch of bullshit. It's like, dude, like, leave these people alone. Like, they just want, you know, like,
you start realizing it's all bullshit.
I don't know if she was dating Marcus Allen.
I heard she was dating
or the guy from Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie and the Blowfish, yeah. Ruckus something.
Ruckus Allen.
I never knew the guy's name.
She was the Raider, dog. Hall of Fame.
But yeah, people were just seeing like how like TMZ was just spreading all these lies about, you know, like, the people that passed away, and it sucks, you know.
Not everything that's going to come through the information tube is going to be accurate.
Rest in peace with Juan Enrico, man. And
yeah, man.
It's sad, dude.
Terrible.
Funny guys.
But yeah, man.
What?
Somebody say they hope you and Gabriel sit down and have a sit down and hash things out one day.
Well, I better find another red carpet, eh? I told you about that photo.
Gabriel won't sit down 3, and do that.
No. Sicario 3.
There's no talking civil either.
Hey, I didn't block nobody.
You didn't block anybody. He blocked you.
Yeah, man. Only the losers block me. People who are afraid of Felipe Esparza, they block me.
Somebody says, if I was dating Kate Quigley, I'd marry her because I need my papers.
I'm another guy with a dud.
There's a lot of duds over here.
I don't know, man. People try to be funny.
I don't read them all.
People try to be funny on YouTube, but try to be funny with comments. And like you try to call him up on it, bro, that's not funny. Oh, I'm not a professional like you, eh? Of course you're not. That's what I'm telling you. Your shit is not funny. That shit was a dud.
Garbage ass out of here, dude.
I like when people like to just talk shit, bro, without even knowing anything.
Oh yeah, that was TMZ, man. Fucking talking shit.
They're trying to fill up that article, or that story, whatever, with details.
Yeah, if it's what's next, what's
they
next?
Only have is one
it gonna
line.
Blow or what?
Yeah, they only have one line. They're waiting for it to take off.
Yeah, this is a little network that blew up on Michael Richards. You know what I mean? That right fucking spot.
No, they got three comics who weren't really known. Juan was close to being known, and Kate had some attachments to other
host of AGNN.
Yeah, connections to other famous people, so they really pushed that one.
Did TMZ get big because of Britney and Kramer, DUI. Right?
Kramer, I think, was well.
The first one.
BuzzFeed was big on that too, but
Paris Hilton DUI.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then
the Britney
Kramer
stuff, yeah, Kramer. Everything. They sensationalize everything.
Yeah, I remember seeing like in 2007 they kept me updated with the whole fucking Britney shit. Just like, oh fuck, dude, what's next? That was crazy, dude. It was like a reality show. TMZ. That was like before like like the internet really, you know, took. I mean, it was around, but not what it is.
More
now,
social media.
Yeah, more social media. Yeah.
What's up, fool? You been watching that show Physical on Apple TV?
No, I've been watching Clickbait and that.
Is that good?
Pretty good. And then I've been watching this other show.
I watched the first episode.
No.
It's all right. I'm better get me. I need one more episode.
I got to get God on the first episode or maybe second.
And this other show was Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Oh, no.
I'm done, dude. You know what? With Selena Gomez, right?
Yeah.
I didn't like it, dude. At first, I'm like, dude, this is cool. It's different.
No. They're fans of a murder podcast, and they started their own murder podcast, and they're trying to find out if Sting is
the
killer.
Is.
Yeah. Sting's on the show, yeah.
I don't know about that.
I'll be
I used to like Martin Short, but and I like Steve Martin, but the two of them together, I don't like that. It's too oldie.
You guys watch a new episode of Reservation Dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one? With the girl and her dad hunting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good episode.
I feel like they're focusing on each individual kid
from
now on. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it. I like that show a lot.
Favorite is the one before that one with the little cop as a little kid.
Yeah, yeah, that was cool.
That was tight, dog.
With the little goat feet, right?
The little deer feet?
Deer feet, yeah, that was cool.
That shit was crazy, dude.
Yeah, that was weird.
creepy.
I forgot that was in that show. I thought it was in another show.
That, I thought about it after seeing them all. Was that shit on Reservation?
I know. I was thinking that was some other show I saw.
I thought I was tripping, dude.
Well, it's because you know what it is? It's because like in Latino like culture, they always tell you stories about like the goat feet.
You yeah, know? It's just shit like, you know, old school shit.
Somebody asked if you went out with Ariana Grande for a little while.
Yeah, he did.
It would have been over.
They What's went to a Wild Coyotes.
Who said that? What you the made fuck? A face like she's gross or
They're
something.
They're Rizzle Girl.
What the fuck? Hey, how about when they show pictures of her before she was Latino and no tan?
Oh, she's not Latino. She's Italian.
Yeah, there you go. Whatever they say.
What kind of rumors are these? What the fuck?
James, yes, Steve Martin the Jerk is the funniest movie ever. It is. I'm not denying that. I'm saying he and Martin Short now together. Boring. That's too old.
Boring, man. Like, it's like somebody goes to a Steve Martin concert. Oh, he played fucking
banjo for 2 hours.
All night. Well, I want to break it in his head.
Was he going to pull out that white suit?
No, I don't know. I waited on Steve Martin when he was. He had this play back in the early 2000s that he wrote about Picasso and somebody else meeting at. Who was it? God, I can't remember right now. It was about Picasso and somebody else, like a meeting of the minds. Anyway, it was at Lincoln Center, and our restaurant was right, like, 2 blocks away from Lincoln Center. And he came over, and he'd have lunch, and then he begged us to take a margarita to go. I should have just given it to him. Who do you? You're not going to call the cops. You're not going to call the cops.
Also, man, what's up? Fool, man. James, that fool sells, he makes this bomb-ass Chinese oil, bro. That Chinese red oil. You know the one you put over the good noodles?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. James made that hot oil, the hot chili oil.
It is delicious, dog.
With the little flakes on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's just
hot chili oil, He made it. So good. Yeah, he gave us a little jar of it. It's good.
It was so good, dude.
But that's not the one I used on those dandan noodles.
You got to try dandan noodles, bro.
Dandan noodles.
Make that, put that on your list.
It's like a Sichuan
dandan
peppercorn. Oh, my God. Your lips will be numb. In a good way. It's not super spicy.
I can't believe
it's so
it really felt numb. Like I bit into a 9-volt battery.
Numb. Yeah. It was so good, man.
What's up, fool? Podcast.
That looks good.
I've been eating a lot of almond croissants, bro. My shit.
Yeah, those are good, dude.
I love them, bro.
Croissants are the shit. I like plain
I love me some croissants. Well, I bought a croissant from
you
the
are an old lady
day,
inside,
and
I
put a bunch of cheese
butter
in
cookies
it,
and
I put
croissants.
Jalapenos in it, bro. And I microwave that motherfucker, dog.
Fuck
shit, burned my mouth.
And then right there by the Sunset Room, she used to do jalapenos and cheese croissants. Yeah,
Christie's Donuts, homie.
I used to like to, I love donuts, bro. Uncle Every time I watch Donut King, I want more.
This one should have been a detective, huh?
My shit was so good. I also like that donut, bro, with the fucking coconut on top.
Oh, coconut flakes? That shit's a shit, dude.
Man, oily
We've talked
ass
about
donuts.
Food three times
and, you know,
in this show.
I was disappointed with that. I ain't trying to put him down, but dude, last couple of times at the airport with Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, fuck Dunkin' Donuts.
So fucking donuts suck, dude.
You gotta go with
Dunkin' Donuts. Look, they make their donuts, dude. And then they punch them, then they pull frosting.
But you know what, though?
I hate this job.
I went to one, a normal one at like, you know, like it's when you go to Starbucks at the airport. It's not the same like at Starbucks when you go to Starbucks outside the airport. They don't know how to make certain shit.
No, you gotta get those fucking oily ass donuts from the mom and pop shops, man. Christie's donuts. You gotta go Cambodian, bro.
They're all heavy.
Bro, I went to a donut shop and it's only my second time there. But this time, every time, no matter what you buy, that fool always throws in 2 extra donut holes.
Hell yeah. Gotta get rid of these.
You.
Oh my God. Yeah. To come back.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's a little cherry on top.
Bro, shout out to Del Taco, bro. I didn't know they had Beyond Tacos.
They've had Beyond for a while.
I didn't know. Yeah.
Back in the day, dog, used to be Knuckles.
I didn't know they had Beyond Tacos, bro.
Yeah, dude.
They're the first burritos? Ones. Even before Taco Bell. I don't think Taco Bell
Taco Bell hasn't done it yet, dude.
Yeah.
But I think Del Taco's better than fucking Taco Bell, man. They got more shit. You know?
You know what? What's up with Del Taco, too? They'll sell you that little, I don't think it's 49 cents anymore, that little taco.
Yeah.
But now they have like the Del Taco that's like the full one.
Yeah.
The Buck 19.
You gotta go to Taco Bell for their sauce, though. Fucking Del Taco sauce sucks.
Yeah.
I like it, dude.
I don't like their beans, bro. Their beans suck.
Taco Bell?
I buy a Del Taco bean burrito every time I bit into it. I always throw it away.
I don't think I ever had Del Taco.
The best Del Taco ever is over there in Barstow.
I hear about that
on
shit.
On the way
dude.
To Vegas.
Why is that?
It's just like, I guess, where they used to make the tacos, how they make them, dude.
Like I heard about that. Like that's a spot
Barstow
to go,
on
man.
The way to Vegas, right? Yes. Yeah.
Right there by across the way
so
from that.
So a big ass line there, though.
Yeah.
Every time I think about Del Taco, I think of the first time I moved here and I had something from down the street called Cuckoo. That was the grossest food ever. And those beans didn't have any flavor at all. What kind of food is that?
Must be cuckoo.
Is that Filipino?
That's what he got his burrito with fucking cucumber in it.
Is that another Filipino restaurant?
No, it's American, right? Cuckoo?
I don't know. American food? That's weird.
I think it was like a little touch of like Mediterranean, right?
You know
right?
what that cuckoo is? No, they swear they're like Mexican food.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cuckoo is like supposed
to be... They kind of blew up a little bit before...
When I first moved here, we got that.
I want to say like the late 90s. Because
it was down the street. Oh, my God.
Was horrible. Inca chicken.
Oh, somebody said cuckoo.
It's all right. It was good the first time I went. The second couple times, I'm like, come on, what's going on here? You know, we have less employees.
Somebody said they went out of business.
Oh, they did? Which one?
Cuckoo.
Oh, Cuckoo. Yeah, a long time ago. Because they got all big on like the stock market.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Oh, they went public?
Yeah, and I guess they were giving two. Their portions were too big.
Yeah.
And they started coming back, and people were like, fuck you.
What's up, fool? Don't forget, this weekend I'm in Fresno.
That's what I heard.
September 17th, Visalia, California. September 25th, Bakersfield. September 32nd, October 3rd, Portland, Oregon. And I'm coming to McAllen, Texas, Austin, Texas, Detroit, Michigan, Midland, Texas, Modesto, California, Monterey, California, Napa, California. Modesto's gonna sell out, so get those tickets.
Modesto.
Still doing what you got, bro?
Squad by the Bell, a new episode of Los Podcasters
del Norte.
Del Norte.
So somebody said Rizzo looks like Andy from Toy Story all grown up.
What up, dog?
Somebody says I'm trying to look like Mac Miller. I'm older than Mac Miller.
He looked older than you when he died.
Yeah. He did, right? I built all the drugs and he smoked a lot of cigarettes.
A lot of cigarettes.
Yeah.
Right.
Mac Miller.
Well, thank you for coming out to the podcast, man. Driving out here.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we will be in our new studio in about Beto. 3 weeks.
Cool. Hell so. Yeah.
I don't know what those.
November? September?
See you guys next time. Man.
This is
October.
October.
End of September, early October.
Oh, don't let me home.
Bye, everybody.